In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Blaise is a great bishop. He's one of those in the early times of the church under the persecutions which happened in the East. He lost his life. This is why he is bishop and martyr. What did he serve as over the course of his life? He was a hermit. He was a priest. He was a bishop. Seems that he ended his life as well, where perchance he did begin, that is, as a hermit. If you look at the writings of so many of the moderns, they will cast doubt upon this particular saint which we present today. They'll say that we know very little of his life, and so not much can be accounted, but what we do know is that he must have been powerful in work and an example of following Christ. The thing about modern, they are so modern that they need to. St. Blaise is one who, from the earliest times of the church, was known as the friend of anyone who needed help. He was among the 14 holy helpers and is enumerated among all the lists, a man there in Greater Armenia. He lived his life in so radical affection that in the midst of his solitude, the people surrounding the area called upon him and seeing their death of their beloved bishop as an opportunity to really grab a holy man for themselves who would lead them unto the truth which the Holy Spirit promised would be when he would lead those who put their trust in God. When did this blessed saint live? He lived there in the 3rd century. That would be the 200s. Crowning his life with martyrdom in the year 317. You may be thinking, well, didn't Constantine, that great man of valor, give us the peace which brought about Christendom, the beginning of Christendom, such that it would be a legal religion in the Roman Empire? And is not Armenia part of that same empire during that time? The answer is true, but there was a difference between the East and the West. Well, Constantine was able to bring to an end, for the most part, the persecutions in the western part of the empire. In the east, it was a different story. It took a while before that was conquered. And so because of this, the persecutions continued. What do we know of this great saint? Well, he spent his life in solitude, being a good bishop. He ended his life in a, seemed a bit of exile, for he was found there as the emperor was looking for animals to do contest within the arena. The soldiers went out and saw a man praying there in the midst of the woods, surrounded by all sorts of wild beasts of great size. And seeing them watching this man devoutly in oration and in prayer in the middle of the woods, they found it easy to capture such beasts, but also captured this man. St. Blaise, this bishop, and dragging him from that place, there must have been some sort of contest in there where they saw that he was professing the truth and probably desired to convert those who were there stealing his friend, the friendly beast, his creature. And because of his stand for Christ, they brought him along. Because he would not permit himself to be to go toward these idols, toward these false gods, as they were, these demons, they took him as well to confess the faith, imprisoned him, and led him off that he might also be slaughtered. Why do we do the blessings of St. Blaise today? We bless throats. The blessing of St. Blaise of throats and the candles with which we bless the throats are two intimately connected things, which is why the third, which we celebrate today, follows Candlemas. The candles which we blessed yesterday are used to bless throats today. We find that when he was on his way to go to prison, when he was being carried off by the guards, he heard a petition of a young woman who was complaining of her child who was suffering from a very difficult throat malady, a fishbone stuck within his throat. This great saint, taking compassion upon the woman and her child, took up the prayer for that particular child, making the sign of benediction over the child's throat miraculously. This fish bone was coughed up and dislodged from the throat, and so he is known as a patron of throats. As this man also was headed off to prison, another devout soul came up and rushed to his aid, bringing to him a number of candles, for she knew that he would be locked away in the darkness and wished him to know that he would have the light that could be his consolation in the midst of whatever trouble he might have. And so because of such a gift, it is that these candles and this saint are associated. When we offer this blessing today, what is actually blessed? And what is the thing that you should expect God to do within you? You will hear the priest pronounce the words as the tapers touch your throat in benediction. He will say, through the intercession of St. Blaise, bishop and martyr, may you be delivered from every malady or disease of the throat and every other evil. This relic of St. Blaise, which I hold within my hand, a first-class relic granted me in Rome of this great saint, I know has been miraculous for others. When I was a young man in my first year of priesthood, a woman came and had to give a speech for her graduation of college. And she was suffering so badly that she couldn't even whisper the words to me, Father, give me a blessing. And so I turned to her and realized that I had this particular relic within my room, brought it up to her throat, and placed it upon her, praying the prayer, just as you will hear prayed for you today, and then sent her away, despite the fact of her unable to have spoken for a few days. Miraculously, in a couple of hours, she was able to give perfectly that speech, as though there was never any malady that ever afflicted her. St. Blaise works through his miracles. He works through his relics, which shortly after his death were spread throughout the whole of Christendom. What this prayer offers for you and I is not merely a healing of throats, but particularly of everything evil which may pass through the throats. Are you one maybe who struggles with ill speech, that you find curses to come from your mouth often in moments of anger rather than those of blessing? Do you find that your speech sometimes is sullied by the things of the world, going off in ways which lead others unto sin? Do you find that things that pass through you which should not be spoken even among pagans, much less among those who profess a traditional faith? These are the things which St. Blaise wishes to cure your throat with as well through his intercession. Ask for him for that grace, to let your speech be honeyed with the words of the gospel, always being able to give birth to words through your throat that build up men, that give them the words that they really need to help. The gospel, the epistle which we have today says, may the God of all consolation be with us. And so too, may we, in the midst of our consolation, see that we are consoled, that we may pass on these same consolations to others in the midst of their distress. St. Blaise, this bishop and martyr, in the midst of his suffering on his way to his persecution, thought not for his own need, seeing the needs of others, immediately ran toward them to help. And so a man so blessed in his life, in the midst of his sufferings, will he not be so solicitous to you and I here many years later, who make devout orisons, trusting in God's work through him, through this great blessing which continues on within the church. Come forward with faith when you come to receive his blessing today, and entrust that whatever evil may indeed afflict you, be it of the throat, of the heart, or anything else, that through his intercession you might find succor and a way to glorify God with the whole of your being, so that what you receive as consolation here today, just like the saint in the midst of your suffering now, may be in turn made a consolation for others who need the same. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.